What up, soccer world? This is Coach Cameron of Phoenix College and Millennium Tigers, and I am recruiting. It's President's Day weekend, and I am going to the SC Del Sol 2019 tournament to do some recruiting. And when I recruit, I don't just go and just hang out and look and get attacked by parents. I actually specifically go out because I was invited by a coach, or there's a very specific player I'm looking at. And that's the case today. So I was invited out to check out this player that's not going to make it academically. So that's where I come in. I look for players that are Division I athletes that I need help. I need to help them move on. So I give them a second chance, like second chance you. But it's hilarious when I get out there. Like, there's so many parents out there advocating for their kids and their team, and you get not attacked, but it's like you're a celebrity and they want to know who you are, and are you watching this game, and here's, you know, they give us information on the team with, you know, pictures. It's a program of the team and shows the GPA and phone numbers and all that stuff, so we're able to contact the kids. And, you know, there's a lot of coaches out there, a lot. And I know how the parents are. They're like, you know, they want to know who these schools are, and they want to know what level and all that stuff, because they're excited about the potential of their child getting selected by a university coach. Well, I'm not a university coach. I'm a junior college coach. And when they find that out, it's hilarious, kind of. I actually feel bad for a moment that I'm not what they wanted me to be. It's like a blind date, and they find out, oh, you know, it's all working out. You look right. You know, I'm attracted to you, but you're a manager at KFC or something. I don't know. It's just something that grosses them out. So they come. They go, hey, what school are you with? I'm like, Phoenix College. And they're like, oh, what level? And then I say Division I of the NJCAA. And they get excited when they hear Division I. They get excited when I say Double A. They get, you know, but they get confused about the J. And they kind of look at me with a little confusion in their face. And I'm like, it's a junior college. It's a two-year system. We move kids on to the university. And to see their face go from, he's a college coach, he said Division I, that is amazing and exciting, and they get all percolated and they're red in the face with excitement, and then they find out it's a two-year institution, and then they get grossed out and they start talking fast and try to get out of there as quickly as possible. But yeah, it's like getting rejected nonstop. But yeah, I'm like, I should just say, just put something on my back, please. Leave me alone. I'm a two-year college. I can't help you on Facebook, Instagram, and all those things. And that's what it is. It's all about status. It's not about, hey, how about have no debt and go to a two-year school where you're going to get everything paid for, and you're going to transfer with a high-level scholarship, because the universities recruit junior colleges heavily when they have to fill the void of recruits they've lost or something happened. We're the last look initially, but we're heavily looked at by so many schools because they need to fill in holes with players they know can handle the level of college ball. They prove themselves at this level. They prove themselves academically, physically, socially, all those things. And they have an advocate from their college coach. So it's actually a great way to continue your career or improve it. If you're not getting the Division I offers you're wanting, you can go to a junior college. And then the junior college system will open up more doors for you. So, I mean, that's just what I've done. I mean, I've sent so many. I mean, I had two kids leave mid-year to Division I. One to Liberty University on a full ride, one to Grand Canyon University on a full ride. We transfer kids, and they're not paying for school. They didn't pay at PC, at Phoenix College where I'm at, and then they're not paying at the university. 4 years free school, and guess what? Your college degree still says the university's name. It doesn't have to say, he or she went to the JUCO system. Oh, my gosh. How horrible. And we know what it's about. It's about putting on Facebook, Instagram, or whatever social media you use so all your friends can know, look, my child went to the university. They'd rather pay thousands of dollars, $30,000, $40,000 a year, so they can post and say, look at the status of my child. And I get it. I know how it is. I mean, I had that with my daughter. You know, she was going to go to Phoenix College. You know, and that, I felt that. I'm like, oh man, that's, look at me. I'm this technical coach. I came get my daughter off to a university. So, I mean, she had offers and stuff, but nothing was like full ride. You know, we're not going to pay for school. I think that's, paying for school is a scam. And we waited. In her senior year, she got the offer that it's cheaper for her to be away from us because everything's paid for than to live with us because she's getting fed as well. So if she was with us, we would have to, like, pay for her to eat. So that's why she's at SAMLU, because it's cheaper. But if we had to pay $10,000, $20,000, she'd be at Phoenix College because it'd be free. And I don't believe in college debt. No one should. Should never have debt. Avoid debt. So, anyways, so I'm going back to the President's Day tournament to be offended and offend others of what I am. I am a man who helps kids move on. You should give me a hug, you know, and say thank you for all your service. That's what I should get. Anyways, I have to go recruit. Peace out.